Oregon blueberry and cherry grower Justin Maduri had a problem, and he's not alone. Birds were costing him nearly $100,000 a year because they were eating his crop or causing it to fall on the ground, making the fruit unusable.
Once the bird is in there, you've already lost the battle. So you can range up to almost 20% loss. We're talking over a ton and a half, maybe 2 tons per acre that you'd lose onto the ground. And once it's touched the ground, it's disqualified.
Maduri and his family had tried various forms of bird abatement, but most were too expensive or too much work. Last year, he discovered Steiner Henske's lasers. He's CEO of Bird Control Group and a scientist who uses bright green laser light to scare away birds.
And what we've done, we've developed a laser beam, which birds perceive as a physical danger. So by moving it towards them, they get scared and they fly away. They perceive it like a stick, similar like a car which approaches them. And in that way, we keep those pesky birds away from eating crops at blueberries or vineyards, for example.
It's called the AgriLaser, as described in this ad.
This is John. John is a farmer who suffers from birds eating his crops. John tried almost everything. Play scarecrows, played loud music, even disguised himself as a scarecrow. But nothing seems to work. Now there's something that can help John, the AgriLaser.
The laser bird deterrent technology takes advantage of a bird's natural instincts. Maduri calls it a bulletproof system. He leased 6 of the lasers, which continually survey the area and cause the birds to take off immediately.
And they're on a variable frequency with an erratic pattern that comes on multiple times a day, and that you could set them up specifically to the time frame that you would like them to come on and off.
The lasers are mounted on a pole and project down on the area. They run off solar panels and recycled batteries. It turns out not all laser colors scare away birds. Henske's researched it and found out it's just green.
The color, the wavelength we use, sends the most amount of signals from the bird's eye to the brain, so it's perceived as most intense. So, and there are a few other characteristics of the laser we use in terms of filters and in terms of lenses to make it specifically for this goal of dispersing birds. The reason why not every, well, type of light, type of laser can be used for this application.
Bird Control Group says it has 6,000 customers in 76 countries in aviation, oil and gas, recreation, and real estate. Henske says one of his passions is food security.
Think of the global population growing. So we believe we can make a big difference there on helping basically feed the world. And that's what we want to do. So our focus is a lot on the food processing, food producing industry, and we want to do well there. So we feel we just scratched the surface of that industry.
Lost blueberry crops because of the American robin and European starling are estimated to cost the state of Oregon $11 billion a year. There are safety controls. In case a laser strays out of the predetermined pattern, potentially affecting a motorist, the system will shut down. Also, it doesn't fire any lasers skyward because that could interfere with air traffic. Bloomberg News reports eventually farmers may turn to drones to scare off birds, but for now the technology isn't sophisticated enough so the drones can run on autopilot, sensing when birds come into a field and chasing them away. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.